Today is the 14th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Let me stand today, Lord, for whatever is pure and true and just and good, for the advancements of education and true learning, for the redemption of daily business from the blight of self-seeking, for the rights of the weak and the oppressed, for cooperation and mutual help, for the conservation of the rich traditions of the past, for the recognition of new workings of your Spirit in the minds of people of my own time, for the hope of yet more glorious days to come. Today, Lord, let me put right before interest. Let me put others before self. Let me put the things of the Spirit before the things of the body. Let me put the achievement of noble things above the enjoyment of simple present pleasures. Let me put principle above reputation. Let me put you before all else. Amen. 2 Samuel 8 verse 15. So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered justice and equity to all his people. David has been a busy king. Not only has he made Israel a relatively safe place to be, I say relative because it's always relative, but he's expanded his kingdom well past the original borders of Israel all the way up the Euphrates River. And as a result, he's become so famous that kings are sending him tributes. Not bad for a shepherd. But as I was thinking about today and reflecting on today, it got me thinking, why? And I think it's also because the passage tells us that God was with David. And that got me thinking about what we can do if God is with us and we are working, we are operating in God's will. So bear with me for a moment as I riff on this. In his book, God on Mute, Pete Grieg describes how any situation has four wills that come to play. Our will, God's will, other people's will, and the enemy's will. Now we know that God cannot and will not override the will of others. So how do we do great things for God? I believe that when we're working with God, we will see things happen. When we are in God's will, we're operating in God's will, things will happen. When our will and God's will are in alignment. So how do we know what God's will is? The answer to that is by spending time with Him and getting to know Him. That's in prayer, in scripture, with mentors, that sort of thing. We need to be in line with God's will to do what God wants. And we're probably never going to be in a position to expand a kingdom past its original borders. But we can be involved in the expansion of the kingdom of God if we put our will aside and focus on God's. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 2 Samuel chapter 8.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 8. After this, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Methek Ammah out of the hands of the Philistines. He defeated Moab and measured them with a line, making them lie down on the ground. 2 lions he measured to be put to death, and 1 full lion to be spared. And the Moabites became servants to David and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rahab, the king of Zobah, as he went to restore his power at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers. And David hamstrung all the chariot horses but left enough for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 men of the Syrians. Then David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were carried by the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Betah and from Berathai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took very much bronze. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the whole army of Hadadezer, Toi sent his son Joram to King David to ask about his health and to bless him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had often been at war with Toi. And Joram bought with him articles of silver, of gold, and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he dedicated from all the nations he subdued. From Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadadezer, the son of Rahab, king of Zobah. David made a name for himself when he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom he put garrisons. And all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel. And David administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was the recorder. And Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were priests. And Sariah was secretary. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. And David's sons were priests. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those bits of scripture that we've read today. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those outside groups that use our churches if we have them. Let's pray, shall we? Do they know it's church, Lord? When they come through the door and sit in their groups, do they know it's a church? A place where people have worshipped for decades, centuries even. Where families have been made, joined and separated. Where your name has been praised and your life, death and resurrection remembered and celebrated. Lord, help them to know that this place that they come into week after week isn't simply a community center. Lord, help them to know you, that your Spirit will give them a sense of your love and grace simply by being in these places. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.